Hi everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. We're so grateful that you're tuning in with us today. We pray that what we share will be a source of encouragement for you, something that will be a tool in your arsenal that you can draw from as we all journey into the destiny that God has for each and every one of us, so that we can all live life to the full, according to John 10:10, right? That's the whole premise of our website, A Broken Hearts GPS, our blog posts, our podcasts. We are all journeying together, and sometimes along the way we experience hurts, wounds, we have woes and sorrow and pain, but when we rely on God as our navigator, He is our GPS. When we rely on Him, the guidance of His Holy Spirit, the truth of His Word, when we commit our lives to Jesus, we are guaranteed that we will arrive at our destination. We will get to the place God has purposed for us. But it requires our obedience to His Word. It requires that we walk by faith and not by sight, and that we solely rely on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we want to share on a subject matter that is extremely important for us as believers. We did a blog post on this earlier, and we just want to build upon it. That the blog post we did was entitled, "Which Way Are You Going?" And so we would encourage you to check out that blog post. We have a Hebrew word study. There's prayer. There's some biblical references, some scriptural references. And it's so important that we know what God says about the content that we're going to talk about today. And so before we even begin, we just want to open up in prayer. So Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. We thank you that your Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. And so, Father, we pray that you would just bless each and every listener, God, that our ears would be attuned to your spirit. Father, we pray that we would that we would just believe your word by faith. Father, we pray that you would give us discernment, God, that you would open our eyes in the realm of the spirit, that we would be able to see counterfeits, that we would be able to see the efforts of the enemy to bring confusion and deception into our lives, God. And we pray most of all, Father, that you would touch each and every broken heart today. Father, we thank you that you said you give the garment of praise, that you give the oil of joy, that you bring healing, you bring wholeness, you bring wellness, you bind up the broken heart, and you soothe and heal every wound. And Father, we decree and declare that you are the healer. You are the wound mender. God, you are the one who brings restoration to the broken places in our lives. And we just stand on your word by faith in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we just pray over this time of sharing. Father, we thank you for each word that will be spoken, that it will be led by your spirit, Father, and that it would bring life into the ears of the hearer. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. And so we wanted to talk to you today about the importance of being very discerning, very cautious about where we turn when we are in a place of brokenness, who we turn to when we are in a place of brokenness. We live in a time where there's nothing new under the sun, and this is the word of God speaks on this, but we live in a time where there is a great interest in the unseen realm, right? There is an interest in things that are dark, right? And the word of God tells us that we as Christians, we are to have no fellowship with darkness. The Bible cautions us against seeking out the counsel or the counsel of soothsayers, magicians, mediums, sorcerers, witches, right? The Bible, God says these things are an abomination, right? When we are hurting, we want to feel better, don't we? When we're emotionally hurting, we want the pain to go away. And this is particularly true when we're grieving the loss of a loved one. You know, we want to know that it is well. We want to know that they're okay, right? And so it's in those times that we're leaking, that we're wounded, that we're hurting, that we're grieving, that we're broken. It's not uncommon for us to want to look to a man or a woman to give us those assurances, to tell us what our future is going to look like, to give us a reading, even if we are angry, if we're if we are feeling that we've been wronged and we want vengeance, right? And so we can be tempted to look to find someone that can help in that area, right? And so I would encourage you again to please check out our blog post, because God speaks very specifically about those in the Bible who interacted with witches, with soothsayers, magicians, people that attempted to communicate with the dead, right? And I specifically wanted to look at Saul, King Saul, when he consulted with the witch of Endor, right? This costed King Saul his throne, his family, and ultimately his life. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verses 13 through 14 says Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He did not keep the word of the Lord and consulted a medium for guidance and did not inquire of the Lord. So the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. And so Saul, there was drama going on in the kingdom. And so Saul consulted with this witch of Endor to call up Samuel, the prophet. And when that happened, Samuel, who had passed, gave Saul a word of doom, right? And so God specifically says that we are to have no interaction with this dark realm. When we do, we invite, we give permission, we give legal access, we allow the enemy to legally access us and bring torment, to bring a worry, to bring distress, to bring fear, to leave us in a place of perpetual anxiety and nervousness, where we're constantly looking over our shoulder, wondering when the other shoe is going to fall, right? It's everything contrary to what God offers. God offers us peace. He offers us grace. He gives us hope. He gives us encouragement, right? And so the enemy will attempt to offer us the things that only God can provide, but it's deception, right? It's an illusion. And ultimately, there'll be a cost that comes with accepting that invitation, right? It comes with a hook, and it's never going to benefit us. So I would just, I'd like to encourage you today, if you have had interaction with this dark, demonic, satanic world, to repent of it. Ask God to forgive you and confess that the Lord God, He is the true and living God. And guess what? God wants you in the know. Whatever it is you need to know, whatever reassurance you need, God will give that to you. You know, it is an ultimate form of rebellion and disregard to minimize or to negate or to turn against what God is offering us. His word tells us that He leads us in the path that we should go, that He will reveal the things that are to come, right? The Bible is full of prophecy. The Bible is full of words from the prophets that would tell people that, you know, Jesus was coming. You look at the book of Amos, right? And Joel, they speak of the coming of the Messiah. God puts us in the know. Anything we need to know, I want to emphasize that we never have to consult with a man or a woman, a human being, when our Heavenly Father reveals all things. And so if you have done that, ask God to forgive you, renounce it in Jesus' name, and turn to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. If you are wounded, if you are hurting, if you are broken, God promises to bind up your broken heart. That's Psalm 147. He promises to heal your wounds. If you're grieving, if you are grieving the loss of a loved one, and God knows that is a deep pain, I can empathize with, you know, having lost loved ones. It's a terrible pain. But God promises to comfort us in our times of grief and mourning. If you have been abandoned, if you've been rejected, if a boyfriend has broken up with you, if you have had a broken marriage and you're angry, you know, you want revenge, turn that over to God. He says that vengeance is His, saith the Lord, and He will uproot that bitterness out of your heart and bring wellness and bring healing. And guess what? It might take God time. Give Him time to move in your life. You know, we want things done instantly. Oh God, you're taking too long. I'm going to take matters into my own hands, which is what Saul did. And it is never going to be a profitable end for us when we do that. And so trust God. I hear this term, this phrase all the time. Trust the process. It's trite now. We hear it so much, but there's truth to it. Trust the process. Trust the journey. There is no safer place to be than in the perfect will of God. And when we cross over, when we cross that boundary line, and we decide that we're going to take a different route, that we're going to see what this other person can predict, then we have crossed into we have crossed the boundary, and now we are no longer under the protective will of God, but we are now in rebellion. We've now invited darkness into our lives. But guess what? God is merciful and he is gracious. When you have not acknowledged that that is what you have done and you purpose to turn back to the Lord, he will make every crooked place straight. He will restore the brokenness, right? He'll bring healing and wellness to your soul. Jesus said that he came that we would have life and that we would have it to the full. That is yours for the taking. And all you have to do is say, Lord, I believe. And guess what? You are now a beneficiary of the peace of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the justice of God, the righteousness of God, right? David said, I would have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's Psalm 27. And so I pray that you receive the good news coming from the Word of God. It is what we stand on. It is what we believe. It is what we profess unapologetically. And we pray that it would be a blessing to you. Amen. God bless you. We pray that you receive what we have shared on today. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for every hearer. God, we pray that your word will fall on good ground. God, that it would go deep down into the soil of our hearts, and that it would spring up, God, and that it would produce fruit in our lives, that we would continue in our journey. And as we are journeying, that we would reach back and help someone else along in their journey. Father, you said that it is good and it is perfect for brethren to dwell together in unity. And so, Father, we pray that as we unite our faith with one another, God, that we would be encouraged by your word, that we would continue to move forward, knowing that your plans for us are good, to give us a future and a hope. And we decree that it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.